child at night, before they go to bed or at a good time, that fits your schedule at home. Having your child help you even cook, getting to know even just measurements and how many scoops of sugar are you going to put in too, and help, let them do those things. It doesn't have to be formal. It's just...
See, that's what I learned when I was a kid. Three scoops of sugar on my cereal, I was good to go the whole day.
I learned making Kool-Aid, so.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, gosh, I forgot about that. Making Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Kids don't make Kool-Aid now. No, they buy it in the jar, in the bottle, or whatever. But yeah.
A pouch.
But you still have to make lemonade, usually. But you can buy lemonade, too, so. Mm-hmm. But I've done a lot of lemonade making during the summer.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The teachers at the three campuses are pretty much glued to the same curriculum throughout the year.
Yes.
So if they have questions of each other, if they're new teachers or whatever, they can ask each other because they should all be on the same topic at the same time.
Yes, and we have common planning time. So our teachers at each school in each grade level meet together at least once a week. Where they look at what's coming up for the next week and share ideas on better ways to teach that to the students. And then even if one teacher saw her students did really well the past week and another student, a teacher had a classroom of students who struggled, they can talk about the different strategies they used and just to improve their own teaching as well.
And that's important because you'll try something, and if it worked, you want to tell your friends, hey, I tried this and it worked. You guys need to try it too or whatever.
Yeah.
So they do that with all grade levels?
Yep, all grade levels. And then when you get to the upper grades, it's in their content level or content areas. So it's not just close your door and have your own little four walls anymore. Yeah. We do a lot of sharing and collaborating.
Because the world of education has changed since you got into it. It's changed where you're doing more things as a unit. Mm-hmm. And when are we passing out computers or Chromebooks?
Well, we start out as early as kindergarten just because we have some of those programs. But it's only 20 minutes a day, if even that they might have access to those. We actually started out with tablets and are transitioning into Chromebooks. But we start testing on Chromebooks as early as second grade now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Is there a time when the school issues a Chromebook to students, the district?
We do not issue them to take home.
Okay.
So after we came back from, everyone being shut down due to COVID, we collected whatever Chromebooks we could get back, and we don't send them home usually anymore.
Okay. I think one of the greatest things that happened during the pandemic was when the Boys and Girls Club opened up their gym and said, we'll make this a classroom for those parents that work.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden they burned up their internet and they called Carolyn and said, we've got all these kids here. We burned up our internet. And Carolyn said, well, we'll just direct ours over to your school, over to your Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. And, what a partnership that became, where you guys knew where all your young kids were at the Boys and Girls Club, and you were providing them the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool that you guys can work together like that and just redirect the internet to the Boys and Girls Club across the football field over there. I didn't know you could do that. Even I learned stuff, Karen. redirect your internet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even get around two walls in my house with my internet. But you guys probably have a little different system, more powerful.
Probably, but that's not my wheelhouse, so I can't answer that.
Not mine either. That's why I have TWN at my house. They take care of all that. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Don't forget the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce has a Business Women's Alliance meeting also on Thursday from noon to 1 at the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce.
Sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift again.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
When it comes to you and your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, The Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. Full-time pharmacists Tony Liska and Jeff Rowell have a personal commitment to you. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, Lake Havasu City, across from the hospital. Visit liskasapothecary.com. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This year's Winter Expo is Thursday, March 16th at the Bullhead City Chamber. It's a great opportunity to visit with local businesses and experience the variety of vendor booths. The Winter Expo starts at 9 and ends at 1. Radio Central will be giving away 3 pairs of Willie Nelson tickets for his April 21st concert at Harrah's Laughlin. We'll also broadcast KNTR Talk's Speak Out 2.0 show live at the Expo from 10 to 11. Hope to see you at the Winter Expo on the 16th.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Is it time for you to buy a home? Hey, well, go talk to Chad. He's got lots of money. He's got a vault under his desk full of money. 928-288-2691. Let's say you want $300,000 for a new home. Okay, go sit down and talk to him. You sit down at his desk. You fill out a couple pieces of paper when you want that kind of money. While you're doing that, you look up and he's gone, disappeared. There's no window behind him. There was no door. Where'd he go? Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter, and he goes down into the vault, gets your $300,000, brings it up, and hands it to you on a silver platter. That's how it works at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Call him up, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, grab your friends and family at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, March 31st, for an evening of outdoor concert with the sounds of the Eagles. Get your tickets for an Eagles tribute band, Outdoors Under the Stars. General admission is $50. It's going to be first come, first serve. VIPs are $100, and they bring you food and beverage to your nice big round table that you sit at. And then don't forget, afterwards, they have an after party inside the lounge. Tickets and all the information are at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. I'd ask you if you were cold this morning, but probably not. The weather here is gorgeous right now. I went out and walked yesterday afternoon. It was 82 degrees. Yeah. But what about your home or your office? Is that system, you know, we can still get chilly in another week or so. I don't think we're going to stay in 70s and 80s forever. And then there's that 100, you know, 90, 100, 110. Don't you want your swamper or your AC serviced? Well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Most people in Needles in Needles, California, and Arizona, that's who they call Arizona Comfort Solutions. 928-758-2400. East West Financial Services, are you thinking about retiring in 2023? Well, East West Financial Services can specialize in your retirement plans. Also, estate planning and protect your principal. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County. And when you sit down and talk with him, it's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Sit down for an hour or 2 hours and pick his brain. Talk about several plans available. Call one number, 928-888-9828. Make an appointment to meet Jack in Kingman or Bullhead City. All right, we're back in the studio here. We got just a couple minutes left with Jen Lott. Did your title used to be curriculum director?
Used to be curriculum and professional development.
Oh. Mm-hmm. See, they have these long titles.
Yes.
And then you become director of special services. What's next? Assistant superintendent?
I don't know. I'm happy where I am right now.
So. Okay. All right. So we've talked a lot about kindergarten and the parents bringing them to the schools. Why is it so important that they do this now? And, I mean, we're in March and school doesn't start till August.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first it gets the students into the school, so it's not as scary on the first day of school. Because if you come later, you won't have a chance to meet all the staff and tour the school and those things. So coming now allows your students to do that. But then we also, if you do bring everything you need to be able to register, then we can place them in a class, and so you'll know in July what classroom your student will go in. But if you wait till later, you may not have that opportunity.
And so, when you say bring everything that they need to mm-hmm. to register, what is that list?
We do need the child's birth certificate, and they need to be 5 years old on or before August 31st. Their shot records or immunization records.
Right.
Proof of residency, which is like a bill, like your water bill or your electric bill. And on parent ID. And then if you have any kind of paperwork, like legal paperwork or custody agreement or anything, it's a good idea to bring that to the school just in case something happens down the road.
Okay.
So we know who can and cannot have access to your child.
Yeah, because that's important, too.
Mm-hmm.
During the school year, you don't want some stranger going up to the counter saying, I'm here to pick up Billy Smith, and mm-hmm. and he doesn't even know Billy Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's a neighbor of Billy, but that doesn't mean he's authorized to pick him up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to getting your child into kindergarten the first year. They can't hear you shake your head.
Yeah. Well, so when you come to kindergarten registration, we usually have an area for parents where you can start filling out all the paperwork, and then we take your student and do some screening with them and do some talking, have some play, a little playtime, and they can sit together and get to know some other kids coming into kindergarten next year. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So this is a curriculum for this little project for a couple hours.
Yeah, it usually doesn't take that long, just depending on how busy we are, how many parents come. We don't expect you to make like an appointment, so you can come at any time. It's an open house.
From 5:30 to 7.
From 5:30 to 7 on the 21st or 22nd of March.
So either night.
Either night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get like 80% or so of your kindergartners at those nights?
No, unfortunately, we do not.
Ooh.
Yeah. Some schools more than others, but we usually maybe lucky around 30-40%.
Okay, so we need to up that.
Yeah, we would love to meet all the students that are coming next year.
So 21st and 22nd, 5 o'clock until 7:30. I'll mention
5:30 to 7.
Oh, 5:30 to 7.
Yeah, 5:30 to 7.
Because I'll mention this over the next few days on my community calendar. We'll see if we can up it. And what's the district number, 758-3961? Funny, when you think about it, it's like they went down that street, and, okay, you guys are 6-1, the fire department's 7-1, and I think that, what's a high school district? 1-6, yeah. So, I mean, nobody was really creative when they come up with phone numbers for that whole area there. So, and they can get a hold of you, and do you have the ability to say your child will go to what school?
Actually, if they just call the district number, our people at the front desk could, either Erica or Jenny can help with that.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Any other ideas, thoughts?
I don't think so. We just hope everyone comes out. We'd love to meet our incoming kindergartners.
Okay. Mr. PIO, did we get everything? Yeah? He shakes his head. All right. Jen, thank you so much for
coming in.
Appreciate it. Have a super day.
Thank you.
Stick around. We're going to come right back. Bo Helms will be in the studio with us. Don't forget, today, coming up in a half hour, Lake Havasu City Manager Jess Knutson will be in the studio with Paul Lavoy. And tomorrow we have Kendall Alvarez.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for...
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Memories of 2020 bring stress. In 2022, bring your stress to the Laughlin Ranch Spa in Bullhead City. The spa at Laughlin Ranch is stress relief central. Start with a sauna or steam room. Then there is a nice relaxing massage, consistently sanitized after each customer. The spa at Laughlin Ranch includes salon services, nails trimmed, shined, or filled, facials, and more. Ask about float pads. Make your appointment, 928-754-4050.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via transmitter K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via transmitter K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, plus home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, and experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and for your children. Alarm systems, pools, and pets solutions. Call Barron Services all at one number, 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Well, let Legacy Rehab and Care Center help you. They will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. That's your first step in nursing. Yeah, while you're getting paid. And when you get that certificate, you make more money. So parents and grandparents and anyone listening, you want to enter the world of healthcare, call 928-763-1404. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you need those services or you want to enter the world of healthcare, 928-763-1404. Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. You pick your size, you pick your windows, you pick your door type, you pick a ramp, if you want a ramp or you want a porch, you can do all that. Stop by and see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave, or you can call Robert at 928-758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're ready for St. Patrick's Day on Friday. Yeah. What am I going to wear? We're green on Friday, huh? Corned beef and cabbage, garlic baby red potatoes and carrots all day Friday the 17th, St. Patrick's Day. 11:30 till 9 at Perkins. So you got to make up your mind. Do you want corned beef and cabbage or fish, like all the fish you can eat at Perkins in Bullhead City? All right, back in the studio and our guest for the next half hour, Mr. Bo Helms, our president and CEO of our Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce, getting ready for your expo this Thursday?
We are. We're super excited about it. The Winter Expo, for those of you that aren't familiar with the event, it's to show off our services in our community, what our business community has to offer to visitors and community members alike, and how we can kind of benefit each other and just educate each other on what is really existing in Bullitt City.
And years ago, this was called the Senior Expo.
Yes.
And because it was like made just for the seniors to have something to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And even though everybody over the last few years has moved it to Winter Expo, we still get a lot of seniors that come down there, and a lot of the services that are in the expo are for seniors.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are home health and hospice facilities, yeah. Medical. It ranges all over real estate, brokers. I mean, it's a wide variety, but a lot of the booths are tuned for that senior population within our community.
Right.
And like the Senior Service Center out of the city, they come in and set up and have coffee and donuts. It's very welcoming for everyone, but the senior generation of our community definitely still thrives at the event.
Yeah, they do. Number one, because some of them don't have anything to do at that time of day.
Yeah.
But number two, they want to walk around and they want to get every pen and pencil from each
That's
vendor.
That's correct. The giveaways.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they're kindergarten time when they get to go through and grab and grab and grab and grab. And
I remember working for a different business in the community, and we had a ton of giveaway items, and it was baffling how no one wanted to listen about anything that we were trying to educate them on. They simply wanted hand sanitizer, pens, or bags. And it was almost comical to me. I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to waste my energy. I know you don't care about what I have to say. Here's our goodies.
Here's our stuff.
Enjoy yourself. And for whatever reason you are coming, what I do hope, though, is the people that do participate and do attend, give the businesses some time to educate you on what they have to offer. A freebie is a freebie, but you know, when you look at that pen when you use it the next time, or you use a chapstick or something, you need to remember what the business was, because that's really the whole point of that freebie, that material, is so that you create that connection with that business.
Right. Well, and I know like you're going to have Barron's there, and of course I read their script every day, but Barron's is going to be someone that can talk to you about your home regarding an alarm system, a pool, or pest solution. And you know, you may not be thinking about a pool, but you may be thinking about you have a pest issue, or you might need an alarm system. And then you're going to have Arizona Covered Solutions is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to talk to somebody about your cooling system, your heating system, here's a time to do it that they're not under the crunch and they're not standing on your doorstep charging you.
Yeah, we'll run through some of the people that you can expect to be there. So we have, just right off the bat, as soon as you walk in the door, we got the mayor himself giving out some of the Living Waters hospice bags.
Steve D'Amico.
So you can collect all those freebies in the Living Waters bag. Thank you so much, Living Waters, for being the continued title sponsor of the Winter Expo.
Maria.
Jumping straight down, you can also buy a car at Winter Expo.
Car.
Finley Motor Company is going to be showing up as well. But Warren C., Canyon Home Care and Hospice, Boys and Girls Club Thrift Shop, Colorado River Museum, the City of Bullhead City Parks and Recreation Department, and their Senior Center. Mojave Valley Daily News will be there doing some live event broadcasting and some coverage as well. Farm Bureau of Financial Services will have Melody Dumichel, and then separate from that will also be Carrie Faring.
Right.
Valley View Medical. And
the two new girl wonders of the insurance business.
They are out there to sell you some life insurance.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, they're right. They'll sell you everything. Valley View Medical, and then Valley Home Health, MEC, TWN, Radio Central, our very own.
Yes.
Tri-State AC Hero, Ace Hardware, Havasu Senior Solutions, Wings of an Angel, Compassus Hospice, Best Results, Nexa Mortgage, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Stone Ridge, Barron Pest Solutions, Coit Cleaning, Comfort Keepers, Bullitt Urgent Care, Davis Place, Humana, Tri-State Paralegal Services, Black Mountain Valley Realty, Vista del Sol, Premier Executives, Desert Hearts Nursing, River Valley Home Health, Tri-State Community Health, 21st Century Colorado River, Arizona Life Hospice, Bullitt City School District, Team Sponder with Desert Time Realty, Sunridge Village, LifeWire, Bullitt Area Chamber of Commerce. Scratch that. We are not going to have a booth.
Oh.
I will be there to answer any questions about the chamber, but we are not going to have a booth. I had to give it up today. So many people want to come.
Wow.
Our space is jam-packed.
That's a good spot to be in.
Yeah, it is. Billet Home Health, Colorado River Concerts, and Perfect Water, as well as Foothills Bank, finishing it off. So we have the most, literally the most amount of booths that could possibly fit in the bottom of the building to the inch. Everyone, it will be a tight show. Walking space will be there, but please just be aware that this is a much smaller facility than the field house.
Yeah.
And the show's going to be packed. It's going to look packed. People are...
But you're sold out now. Nobody else can call.
No one,
say,
please. No one, please call anymore and say they need a space. We advertised about this event for a long time. We tried to get everyone in, and it's unfortunate that we had to downsize to
the chamber.
Yeah. But it is going to be an amazing event, nevertheless. And hopefully, good weather. It's looking to be a good day, so
yeah.
We'll open up the doors, go out, enjoy the river, enjoy Community Park, learn about some of the new amenities. They got a splash pad being built on the north end.
Right.
The Bullhead Bell is right to the south end of the Chamber of Commerce, and the water level's up again, so it's even beautiful to look at.
And some people will be the first time they've seen the bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
now
they're doing
that it's a city bell.
They're doing a lot of work to it, too. They're running utility out there. I think TWN's hooking up internet to it right now. All your water,
do
your electric.
Do you have TWN at the Chamber?
We do not. We use Tri-State Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
they've
right.
been a carrier of the Chamber for a while.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. All right. So we're excited to continue
so
to support
the bell,
them.
So the bell's going to get TWN, huh?
They are,
wow.
Yep. Yep. At least I think so. I saw the truck down there hooking
yeah.
it up. So I think the city uses TWN for all their services, and they just hooked up the police department as well, I think.
Right.
The 911 dispatch.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Nothing can beat fiber.
I'll tell you, I've had it at my house for over a year, and nothing breaks.
Yep.
I've never called them and said, hey, can you send someone over to check this out? Or,
that's right.
You know, it just goes and goes and goes.
Yep.
So.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, I'm jazzed.
Yeah,
so what are the hours Thursday?
Yeah, so let's keep running. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Chamber of Commerce, Community Park, the address for the Chamber building is 1251 Highway 95, and our area code for that building is 86429, right?
Zip code.
Yeah, zip code. It's 86429, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyways, it's the pink building or orange building in the community park. I'm pretty sure 1251 Highway 95, Bullhead City, Arizona, 86429.
It'll be the parking lot with all the cars.
It'll be jam-packed. Yeah. There's plenty of parking. Don't be afraid of a crowded facility. There's going to be plenty of parking
for
everyone.
And you're going to make all the vendors move up onto the top, right?
I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to them about that. Send out an email today, but a walk never hurt anyone.
Well, I know, but again, we're talking some seniors that are going to show up and they can't walk from upstairs down all the way down there.
Yeah.
And then you like busy days apparently, Bo, because then you have a Women's Alliance meeting the same day.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know, Larry. My life is like a spiral right now. It's just happening too quick. I'm sure we do. Our Women's Business Alliance has taken off. I can't give enough of an applause to Janice Birkenhager for kind of spearheading this idea of mine and really running with it. But she's built an entire leadership team. It's not in my calendar, but I'm sure it is. Noon to one in the conference room. So that's
right.
Fantastic.
But that's upstairs.
The Women's Business Alliance is another addition to what our Chamber of Commerce has to offer our business community, and really focusing on what women in leadership roles in business, whether you're the CEO or the owner of the business or whatever, you in any position, what resources do you need to better yourself in our community? And I just can't give it up to them enough. They run their own show. And that's the best part, not knowing what's happening with them. Is a relief because it's one less thing that I have to truly dedicate time to.
Well, and you don't want to go in there because one of the things they do is throw men under the bus.
Yeah. Well, I walked in, introduced myself to the group on day one a couple of weeks ago and said, look, I, to be completely honest, I don't want you to know me. I don't want to be part of this group. I'm happy that it exists, and it's something that I fully wanted to see come to life, but it's for you and use it for whatever you want. But just another addition of what the Chamber's doing. I mean,
and it's a free gift. I mean, it's free to join.
It is, as long as you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And even in that, we allow you to attend one Women's Business Alliance meeting before joining as a member.
Oh, okay.
And it's phenomenal how many members have joined just off going to the Women's Business Alliance.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so it's working back for the Chamber of Commerce in a backhanded kind of way. But that's why we put these programs in place, to continue to funnel that pipeline of businesses coming to the Chamber.
Fabulous.
Yep.
All right, let's take a break so that we can move on. But what I want to do is come back and talk to you about the air show.
Let's talk about the air show.
Coming up.
Let's take flight.
About 3 weeks.
It's coming quick.
I know. I'll remind you, also, I mentioned that Kendall Alvarez will be on tomorrow. Also, we're going to have Lori and Lori, Bullhead Fire and Bullhead Police, talking about the bike rodeo coming up. I believe it's this Saturday. Let's see on my list here. Wow.
Come on and hold me, just like you told me.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC's service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Teachers are wanted for WACOG Head Start in the Lake Havasu area. Perks include an excellent benefits package, flexible work schedule, great job security, and most importantly, the chance to impact the lives of at-risk children and families. If you're ready for a rewarding career in early childhood education with Head Start, log on to wacog.com/careers for more information. That's WACOG.com. Head Start, giving children and families a much-needed head start on life.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Hey, they support education. You heard Jen Lott talking about education. These guys have 18 $200 grants available for classrooms for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for maybe a special project in your room that you don't have funds for. Submissions are now being accepted by the teachers in the MEC territory through Friday. You have to have them in by Friday. Yes. If you've got it at home and you're filling it out, drop it off to MEC on Hancock Road by Friday. If you need an application, you can go to mojaveelectric.com or you can call MEC and they can probably email you one at 928-763-1100. Time is running out. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. If you're going to get healthy in 2023, put Pro Fit Kitchen on your menu. Yes, the healthiest breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the Colorado River. You can't beat it. And then they do meal prep solutions. And that's where you, you prepare your meal for the whole week. Maybe you want, you can tell them what you want. You can look at the menu and say, I want this on Monday, this on Tuesday. Wow. And they'll make it up for you and you pick it up. You don't have to go through a drive-thru. It's a fabulous service. Check out the entire menu and you can place your order there at ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place to shop and eat. Downstairs, we got ice cream store. We got food. We got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory upstairs. Yeah, and then the Levi's store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn to the movies, and plus five businesses on the front of the mall. TWE Communications, three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service from TWE Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step and pre-register today. Visit twn.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 or stop by the offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. Over 13,000 connections available right now. You could have it and don't know it. All right, back in the studio with Bo Helms, the Chamber Director. We were talking about the Expo this Thursday, but I know you're highly involved with the air show, which is just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, real quick, I texted Janice because I wanted to make sure I said the right thing about the Women's Business Alliance. Because of the conflict between Winter Expo and the Women's Business Alliance being on the same day, many of the women that are part of the Women's Business Alliance are also doing the Expo.
Okay.
So they moved it to the 23rd at noon at the Chamber of Commerce. So anyone anticipating to attend the Women's Business Alliance for the Bullitt Area Chamber of Commerce, that will be on the 23rd at noon at the Chamber.
Okay, so move it 1 week.
Yeah, yeah. But air show, we are super excited about the air show. I can't commend everyone that's working on this committee enough for what they've done. I would say I've gone to a couple of the meetings, but I am the least participating person in the room. Some of these individuals are doing amazing things, scheduling the acts for us, worrying about public safety, organizing volunteers and setting up these notes that I can read to you about the air show. I mean, the group is doing an amazing effort to make sure that our area continues to stay competitive in tourism in the state of Arizona.
And so your job today is, as you read this list of the aircraft, describe them.
Yeah, okay, I'll do my best. It's an airplane with two engines, with one engine, with multiple engines. It's going to be an amazing thing. I can't say it enough. Our area continues to impress me. As a young individual, I'm only 28 years old. It's amazing to see what Bullitt area, for the River City area, what we can accomplish compared to larger metropolitan areas and such. But let's talk about the air show. Saturday, April 1st. This is a completely 100% free air show that includes transportation. When you park your vehicle all the way up to the show, you go through the lines, get your bags checked, get your equipment checked out, get into the air show, and that's where the costs start to come, right? You got to buy your drinks and enjoy your food.
But if you want, you can bring a chair and sit there and watch all the air show.
Yep.
And
it doesn't cost you anything.
It doesn't cost you anything.
That's right.
You can't take in an ice chest.
Right.
And you can't take in, I guess you can take in a chair with you.
Yeah, you can bring in your chair, bring in your umbrella for shade or whatever you want to do. But the reality is this is for our community. And for anyone that wants to visit too, but our community is going to get to watch amazing acts that we've never had the opportunity to see right here at the Laughlin Bullhead Airport. So the gates open at 10 a.m. There's going to be vendors. There's static displays as well. And then at noon, 12 o'clock, the air show begins. And that's for any of you that are listening and don't know where the Laughlin Bullitt Airport is. It's 2550 Laughlin View Drive off the Parkway.
Right.
And it's going to be an amazing view of Laughlin too. If you turn your back around and you're at the airport, you can view the casinos, and it's just the most photogenic event we're probably going to have all year.
You know, I walked the Laughlin River Trail a week and a half ago. Walked all the way around, come down the Arizona side, and I got a shot of all the casinos on my cell phone that I'm just going, wow, look at this. It was such a fantastic picture from the walkway. They had a little area there for photos.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I wonder how good they are here. And I wonder where they took it. Whoa, look at that.
So, yeah. I remember, I got to tell this real quick. I know we got limited time, but
we're good.
I remember coming down from Las Vegas. I flew into Las Vegas for an interview for the city of Bullhead and drove down the hill, whatever, 152 or
163.
Coming down 163. And when I came across the hill and you see the Laughlin lights for the first time, and I just about died. I remember calling Casey, my wife, and saying, you're not going to believe this. We have to move here. I'm going to get a job here. We have to, because it's just so beautiful. It's just such a scene. You know, it's very, very appealing. But anyways, back to
the
air
show. Then you stepped out of your car and it was 120.
Yeah, and the wind never stopped blowing. Yeah, I remember in the interview, I said, is it always windy here? And Dave goes, no, it never really blows wind. Dave, you lied to me. I'm going to call you out on the radio. You lied to me. It's always windy.
Dave Heath just moved here.
He had no clue, right?
Yeah.
So the air show performances start at noon. The Pitts Special Aerobatic Demo, the MX-2 Aerobatic Demo. I'm not exactly sure what those airplanes are myself, but I know it's going to be amazing.
Andy Severiano was here last week, and he read off the list, and he said, I don't know what these are. But I said to him, I said, five of my listeners know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, and they do, too. You know, people do know, yeah. The UH-1H Huey and AH-1 Cobra helicopter demo as well. The F-6F Hellcat and the A6M3 Zero Aerial Flight, and then a P-51D Mustang will also be present. If I'm not mistaken, though, that whole list is military aircraft.
Probably. And I'm going to be in Vegas that day, but I would love to see the jet car race the airplane.
Okay, that one I do know because I wrote the press release for this. This car reaches like speeds of upwards 200-plus miles an hour, and it can beat an airplane down the runway. So as an air, what they'll do is they'll line up the jet car, and an airplane will come in hot behind the jet car, and they'll take off at the same time, and the jet car will beat the airplane. It's pretty amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's just cool. It's cool that we're doing this.
So if you've got kids or grandkids that have ever shown an interest in aircraft, take them up there for free. You're going to come up Highway 95, and the parking lots are all along Highway 95.
Right there by Sam's Club.
Starting just past the airport on the left, and then on the right, and the left and the right. And so you can park in the parking lots. You get a free shuttle up to the airport, free shuttle back. If you bring a chair, you don't pay for a nickel. In fact, there probably won't be any chairs there to rent. So you're
no, there is not. BYOC. Bring your own chair.
Bring your own chair, but you can have lunch there, or you don't have to come at lunch. You can come after lunch. Come before lunch.
I think it runs 10 to 2.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great day.
Yeah, and then some of the static displays that we're gonna have as well are gonna be amazing. Your kids can go up and get photos with these, but a lot of the military static displays, and then the vintage static displays as well.
That would be the fun part for me. Yeah, see all these old aircraft.
Yeah, and just kind of see what they look like. But you got the Thunderbolts and the Smoke and Thunder jet car and the steam. Or the Steerman biplane and aerobatic demo from them as well. It's just, this air show is going to top something that we've just never had before. And we're really appreciative of having it.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, unfortunately, I'll be in Vegas that weekend with my son and grandsons. But I think it's just going to be a fabulous program here.
Yeah.
I'll see tons of pictures on Facebook and tell my son you're going to have to move your run next year.
It's really cool to see the two communities come together because one couldn't exist without the other, in my mind anyways. And maybe I'm naive, but Laughlin and Bullhead feed each other so much. And to see the Laughlin Tourism Commission and the city of Bullhead City come together to put on an amazing event for our area, it's top notch.
Well, and it's neat, too, that, you know, the city of Bullhead put up some money for this.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to benefit the businesses. And the public's going to come out and see something that they've never seen before here in Bullhead City.
It's Coulter's second birthday on the 1st.
He's
an April Fool's joke.
And he's going to spend it at the airfield.
At the airfield, yeah. Yeah. Right. It'll be
perfect.
A lot of fun.
Perfect. Bo, thank you so much. What's the phone number for the chamber if people have questions?
928-754-4121, and you can hit option 1 for Ray at the visitor center, option 2 for Chrissy for billing and rental information, option 3 for Mandy McKay for our membership marketing coordinator, option 4 for digital advertisement on our LED board, and option 5 for myself.
Okay, very good. And you still have room for more members?
Oh, yeah, we never cap that list. You can come in all the merry. We're like 550-plus members right now and really trying our best to take care of all of them.
And if you have a question why they're a member, call Bo, and he'll be more than happy to come talk to you.
I challenge all of you to ask, why should you be a member of the Chamber of Commerce? And if you have to ask that, go ask a current member why they are a member of the Chamber of Commerce.
There you go. Yep. All right. Bo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information.
All right, I'll see you next time.
All right, stick around. Like I said, Paula Voice coming up next. I just heard that, unfortunately, Jess Knutson's got a meeting, so he's going to have the number 2 assistant, Anthony Kozlowski, will be in there, and then the recreation director, manager, Mike Keena. So check that out next with Paula Voice. He's going to can it for the tuna. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. I want to kiss
you on the This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.